This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Mego and Shime on WEEI.
Mego and Shime here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Broadcasting live from Time Out Market Boston in the Fenway. We're here for the Tom Brady lookalike competition. Excited for that. That should be happening here momentarily.
Seeing a lot of them now.
I know.
Seeing a lot of them out there.
There's a few. They got Brady jerseys on. They got leather jackets on. They're ready to go. They came prepared. All different ages of Brady, which is great. And we've been talking football for the entire first hour. So if you want to weigh in at all, 617-779-7937. That's also the text line, how you can weigh in there as well. But, Mego, we need to get to the Celtics because they've had this weird issue where they go on these great road trips, 3-1, 3-1, 3-0. They come home. They have a home game against a team that's probably not great. In this case, it was the Dallas team without Anthony Davis. And they find themselves struggling. It's like this weird thing I don't understand. Jones and Keefe talked about it earlier this week, where they're on track to be, if they were to win the NBA title, the worst team at home ever to win an NBA title. And that, to me, is scary. They've already lost 10 games at home this season. I think the most that any team has lost that's actually won a title at home is 12 games.
Wow.
One of those teams is the 2018 Warriors, I think, was the most recent one. So, are you concerned with their performance at home, or is this, again, the thing we've been fighting about for now, I feel like a month or two, that they're just kind of going through the motions here in the middle of the season, and once the playoffs come, it'll be a different animal?
The 2018 Warriors are really apt comparison because that was a team that came back as the defending champs.
Correct.
And won.
Yep.
And they swept the Cavs in the finals, so I would say that they did okay losing 12 games at home. And I think that that's a lot of what you're seeing with this team. I remain mostly unconcerned by the Celtics because we haven't seen anything that is such a drastic change in the team.
Yeah.
If they had lost somebody from the core, if there was some devastating injury, if we knew that there was something chemistry-wise that was very wrong with this team, like if it was so apparent, not just, hey, does Jaylen Brown look mad when he talks to a reporter? You know, like I'm talking about real evidence, then I would sit here and say, yes, there's a problem and it's going to be very different when they get into the playoffs this year. But I do think that the way that you explained it, they go on these road trips. They're great on the road.
Yep.
They're very focused.
They beat the teams like the 76ers and the Cavaliers, who are the best record
in basketball.
The games
that they drop are tough games against Sacramento, against OKC.
Yep.
And then they come home, and you can see the complacency when they are unfocused at home. And I also think it's reflected in the way that they play at home. They get off to a super slow start.
Horrible.
In these first quarters. Jason Tatum is at a point where he's not even finishing at the rim when he's running downhill against a Mavs team that's without Anthony Davis.
Yep.
To me, that's a little bit inexcusable for a guy in Jason Tatum who has been mostly flawless this entire season. He just can't have these lapses. And I think it's also reflected, and you look at their offensive rating versus their defensive rating on the road, they're a great defensive team. When they get back at home, the effort's not there. And Jaylen Brown is not playing the same level of defense as he played last year.
So you think it's an effort thing?
It is. It is. And I don't say that to say, like, oh, this team's lazy or they don't want it as bad. I think it's just the human nature of it.
Yeah.
And we're sitting here. The All-Star break is just a little over a week away. And or about a week away, and you got to think, like, all right, once they get on the other side of the All-Star break and the playoffs are on the horizon and they can look at that, we need to see less of this.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
I understand for a team coming off of the finals, their first finals win, the Olympics, which several of these guys went to, even though Jason Tatum spent a lot of time on the bench out there, and then the full season going through trying to get back to the championship. I understand the human nature component of it, but at some point you guys got to be the big boys who are getting the contracts that you're getting and running it back and showing that you're serious and ready to compete in the playoffs.
Yeah, I totally agree. I also think there's a part of this where it's almost kind of heat check-ish, right? They go on these road trips. They win 3 out of 4. They win 3 out of 3. They come back. They're feeling themselves a little bit. And then, like you said, they get complacent at home. They start
Hello.
Off slow.
They
and the team punches
Anthony,
them in the mouth.
They find out Anthony Davis is in street clothes.
Exactly. They're like,
and
oh.
They're like,
just Kyrie Irving and the corpse of Klay Thompson. Like, what is going to happen to us?
And then Klay Thompson hangs 23 on you in the first half. And you're like, oh, man. We actually know that version of Klay Thompson. And it's been pretty rough for us when we see him. And I just think that I don't blame the coaching. I don't blame the Jays. I don't blame anyone in particular. I don't think that there's one rotten aspect and that this team is doomed not to repeat or
yeah.
anything like that. Like, I've seen Andy Hart yesterday mm-hmm. was like, I'm pushing the panic button. I'm panicked about the Celtics.
Why?
I am so not panicked about the Celtics, but it is irritating to see the pattern, as you said, of every time they go out, they crush on a road trip, they get back home, snug in their own little luxury beds with their Casper mattresses or whatever they have. And then they're like, oh,
weird plug for Casper.
We're awesome. We're whoever is going to see us on the parquet, just get ready because we can just flip it on and it's a 20-point deficit and we'll come back. Who cares? It's the modern NBA.
And they probably look back at that Sixers game where they're down, 26 points at one point?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, let's just turn it on now. And Derek White hits like 5 threes in the fourth quarter and it's boom. You're off and running and you win by 8. Like, I think a lot of them have that mentality, especially in the regular season, where it just at times can feel like exhibition games and it's a lot of load management and stars aren't playing. They probably go into this and they're like, meh, it's just another game. Like, let's just get through it. We need to win a couple of these because we need to be, you know, in the playoffs. And then once the playoffs show up, that's when we'll turn it on and really kind of be aggressive. And so I look at it and this has kind of been a big topic of discussion on our show where Wiggy is just, there is zero concern whatsoever. He is as far from hitting the panic button as you can possibly be. He's like on the other side of the room.
I think that's great.
And I think, closer to that than hitting the panic button. Like, I think I lean more like, if this team gets pushed to 6 or 7 games in the first round of the playoffs, that's when I start to get concerned. But if they go into the playoffs and they draw, you know, whatever 5 or 6 seed and they just win in 4 or 5 games, why would you be concerned? What is there to be concerned about? This team is just awesome. Like, they're built for that postseason run. It's really kind of, and we've talked about this a lot, maintaining the injuries, making sure like guys like Al Horford and Drew Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis are ready for that long postseason run.
Yeah, and so that's why I think they deserve a little bit of grace at this point in the season. However, I look at what the Cavs did at the trade deadline, and the Cavs are really the only team in the East that makes me take a second look at all. And again, I think that's a great place for the Celtics to be. Coming out of this trade deadline, you see all the teams in the Western Conference. I tweeted out this GIF yesterday or the day before. I said the Celtics are like in Mean Girls, Regina George standing at the top of the hallway while chaos erupts in front of her.
Such a
that's
great
the
movie.
Western Conference. The Western Conference is just throwing stuff against the wall and trying to see what's going to stick and hoping that they can get past OKC or Denver when it comes down to it.
Definitely.
And hoping that maybe, like, Houston can make an Ime Udoka defensive run like the Celtics did in 2022 to get back to the finals. Like, that's what's happening in the Western Conference. In the Eastern Conference, the Cavs are directly responding to the Celtics with a trade for DeAndre Hunter.
Yep.
That's a guy who matches up great against wings. The Celtics have the most elite wings in the entire league. He's a great three-point shooter. He's the kind of guy who's going to give you fits in a game 5 in the Eastern Conference Finals or
somewhere else.
They
have a couple bigs that they can rotate in and out between Allen and Mobley. Like,
they're going to be a headache, and Mobley wasn't great against you the other night. And so I do think that, like, there's this push-pull aspect of me where I go, they're still so well-positioned. I'm further with Wiggy to be back in the Eastern Conference Finals and to get back to the Finals, and then once you're there, anything can happen.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I do look at the Cavs and go, that's a really smart trade, and if you're a Celtics fan, you should be the Cavs are not very respected by Celtics fans. You should be a little worried about
that. You've played them three times this year. You've won two of the three, which is good, but every game was close.
Yeah.
3-point game, 4-point game, and then a 7-point game in the last matchup. But so if the Cavs are probably at your number one, like, watch list for the Boston Celtics, you face the New York Knicks tonight, 8:30 game for your Boston Celtics. Are the Knicks of any concern to you?
No.
Know before the season, everybody freaked out when they got, you know, Karl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges for, like, 5 first-round picks, even though you can only get one for Luka, apparently. Does that team concern you at all?
New York's a super fun team, and I think it's good for the NBA.
Jalen Brunson
when the
awesome.
Knicks are good. Like, So I want them to be in the mix, but they're 7 games back.
Yeah.
And I think Karl Anthony Towns is a different guy than he was 3 or 4 years ago.
Some would say soft.
Yeah, and he's not really like a playoff mover shaker. He's just never been able to be that guy in Minnesota. And Jalen Brunson is awesome and a first-team all-star guy now at this point. Like, he's moving into a different level of his career. I still feel like they're maybe a year or two away from being anywhere close to Cleveland, Boston.
Yep.
And it's just too early. Like, yeah. I think it'll be a fun game tonight, and I could sit here and everybody could say, oh, well, look, the Celtics get beat by New York by, like, 12 points or something, and that would be a bad look for me, but I just am not very concerned by that team.
617-779-7937 if you want to weigh in. It's Mego and Shime broadcasting live from Time Out Market Boston in the Fenway. We will continue with the Boston Celtics coming up here, but right now David is going to get you caught up with what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, let's get you caught up on what's trending here on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Bruins are getting set to play the Vegas Golden Knights at 3:30 p.m. today. This will be the team's first matchup of the season. The Celtics are on the road at Madison Square Garden tonight to face the Knicks. Tip-off is set for 8:30 p.m. The Seas are 1-0 against the Knicks so far this year. The Boston College men's basketball team is preparing to play Syracuse at 3 p.m. today. You can hear the call of the game on WEEI AM 850. Super Bowl 59 between the Philadelphia Eagles and Kansas City Chiefs kicks off from New Orleans tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. You can hear Westwood One's coverage of the game right here on WEEI. Coverage begins at 2 o'clock p.m. I'm David Azer. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, more of Mego and Sean on WEEI.
Sean and Mego here, broadcasting live from Time Out Market Boston in the Fenway. They're currently going through the Tom Brady lookalike contest right here as we speak. They're going through each one of the contestants. They're introducing themselves. They're answering questions. They're really kind of trying to prove that they are, in fact, Tom Brady. Mego's taking pictures. She's thrilled. She's excited. This is great. Some of these guys, one guy's in a giant fur coat. He looks pretty good. There's some guys. I got to tell you, the guy in the leather jacket to me is probably at least my number one right now, I would say.
Okay, so I was just scoping it out. I was doing a little work for us.
Did some research. Appreciate you.
The guy in the blue plaid on the end.
Yes, in the New Balance.
Should win.
Really?
Absolutely.
Interesting.
The face
okay.
is extremely Brady-esque.
Yeah, he's got the jawline. He's got the cheekbones.
The I think. Eyes.
The cheekbones are really kind of sticking out to me.
The hooded eyes. Yep. I have the hooded eyes, so I feel like
okay.
I can say this.
Okay.
Like the heavy kind of eyelid.
Yep.
It's very striking Brady.
Interesting. Okay, I can see it in the side profile. He does have the really like the jet black hair. It's got the nice, what is it, the coif
yes.
up top. It looks good. I get it. I can see that. Brady
so
in a plaid.
I would go guy in the blue plaid.
Yep.
I understand what you're saying about with leather jacket one.
Yep.
In early Brady.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I would go guy in the blue jacket, leather jacket two.
Yes.
And then your leather jacket three.
Yeah.
That's how it go. One, two, three.
I think that to me seems like the winners. The guy in the suit jacket really
committed
strong,
to the bid.
Yeah, really committed to the bid. I respect it. I'm proud of him for it. It's pretty good. I know this is a tough radio bit here since it's all visual, but if you we're at Time Out Market Boston here, they're doing the Tom Brady lookalike contest, and there are some close ones, some guys that really resemble Brady in certain moments in his
life. So here's the thing that I want to ask you.
Okay.
With a lookalike contest like this,
yes.
Do you think that it's better to have somebody who's committed to the bit, like all out in a uniform or in a costume? Like if somebody came in here literally in game spikes, football pants, Brady jersey, helmet that they made them, that they decorated themselves with spray paint and everything.
Yeah.
Like that person would win, right?
Oh,
but
yeah.
The guy in the blue plaid just looks like Brady in the face.
He just looked like he got
he
ready.
He just like showed up. He was just born this way.
He's going to a bar in Southie today.
But I kind of think he should win.
Yeah.
Because
well,
he looks the most.
100% he looks the most. So like that's, I think that's a great distinction is you have to know if you're playing into the bit or if you're just a real Brady lookalike. And this is the Brady lookalike.
I have to say a lot of guys here, I think just are proud of their their bone structure.
Sure.
That's there's a lot of people here who are just very proud of their bone structure.
Yep, I'm not one of those guys. That's why I'm not up there. Instead, I'm back here telling you.
If there was a Chuck Todd lookalike contest, you would win in a heartbeat.
Yep, you're right. You're damn right. If there was a Kevin James lookalike contest, I might be able to pull that one off. Who knows?
You're literally doing the Kevin James meme right now, like rubbing your hands
together. Oh, I do it. So it's also the meme of the guy kind of like sneaking out from behind the tree. That's I got that comparison to some of my professional photos on WEI Photo Day as well.
Where were these released? Were they putting these out on the morning show just so people would ridicule you?
No, so these are actually all my friends ridiculing me because like I was asking.
Well, that's what friends are for.
Yeah. So they were sent to me and they're like, Ken reaches out and he's like, okay, send me your best photos for, you know, promotional photos and stuff. Me and Mego now have a cool WEI, graphic that we can send out anytime we
do a show. I had to make an edit.
Yep, you had to make an edit. But Ken asked for approved photos from me. And so I asked my buddy. So I was like, hey, guys, these are my photos.
Sweet. You crowdsourced it?
Oh, of course I do.
You're like, which one's the best one?
Yeah, 100%.
You couldn't just ask your fiance?
Well, I did. But, like, I don't think she would have been as critical as my friends, because my friends and I have that kind of relationship where we're all very critical of each other.
Yes.
To the point where, we all love each other.
And that's why you get back that you look like Kevin James.
Exactly. That's where I got the Kevin James meme. I got the guy behind the tree rubbing his hands meme. I got it all. And that's okay. But that's why you ask your friends, because you know they're going to roast you, but they're also going to gas you up when you need it.
They're going to direct you honestly and unkindly.
Yep. I love my fiance, but she's just going to gas me up any chance she gets, whereas my friends will actually ridicule me, which I kind of need sometimes.
We actually had a female contestant.
We did.
Over here, which is a curveball.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. And it looked like a Real Madrid hat. Really kind of sending it for the Tom Brady lookalike. I like it. I wonder if there's going to be like a ranking system.
We have just been alerted that the Brady who just went up actually had replica rings on.
Interesting.
That's
playing into the bit.
He's still number two for me, but okay, my number one, my ringer is right here.
Okay.
I think that this guy should win. This is the guy with the
He's got the smile. He's got the smile. I feel like you're right. I feel like you're onto something. He's probably the best Brady lookalike.
I have no idea how they're going to judge this.
No, I have none. But that's my thought. Is there a tiering system? Like, is it like a an Olympic finish? Is there a bronze, silver, and gold medal? Is this just like a one guy wins it all kind of thing?
I think so.
Okay, fair enough. I think you're right. As of right now, Blue Plaid's probably the winner. Are you excited for Tom Brady, by the way, to broadcast the Super Bowl tomorrow night? Are you excited to listen to him?
I'm what's curious
is that,
to me
I know
is,
you're bored of the Super Bowl, but is that one thing you can look forward to?
I think Brady has gotten kind of an unfair shake this season.
Interesting. Okay.
Like, people were
a Tom Brady defender.
People were so brutal about him, and I do think that he got a lot better as the season went on.
Agreed.
And when I compare him to somebody like Tony Romo, who is so distracting that I honestly can't watch the broadcast.
Jim!
Just like everything is just a noise that he's making, and it's just there's not that much insight. Tony Romo is better than he was last year.
Yep.
Like last year, I was like, you cannot continue to pay Tony Romo. These games are brutal. Like this is horrible. And I think that he has put a little more work into it. But for Brady to be in the first year of this, and I do think he's coming back next year and probably the year after that, and I don't think the ownership stuff is going to be a problem. I'm excited. I think he'll be good. I think he'll be ultra prepared. I think he'll be smoother than people expect when they just watch him the first two or three games of the season if they haven't checked in.
I actually thought Brady was great in that Lions-Commanders game, like in that moment where the Lions had 12 men on the field. As soon as the offense broke the huddle, Brady was like, call timeout. You need to call timeout. There's 12 guys on the field. Before anybody else could see it, which is kind of what you want from the color guy, right?
Yeah.
He needs to be able to see things that the layperson can't. When it comes to seeing the plays, diagnosing them, explaining what happened, like that's where he needs to be able to excel. And I mean, the guy knows football better than anybody on the planet.
Like, and I still think that he's early enough that it's really interesting to hear his perspective of saying, like, okay, this is what I like to do with my timeouts when we were this point in the game. This is how much time I like to leave on the clock.
Yeah, I wanted to keep my timeouts, or I wanted to keep as much time on the clock, so call timeouts early, stuff like that. Yeah,
because he's so early in the booth and so close to his career, that stuff still feels fresh.
Definitely.
And also, he was the greatest to do it, and all you ever hear about is how smart and detail efficient he was, or proficient. And so I think that stuff still works for now. I'm trying to figure out if we're declaring a winner. I think we're
Oh, are these the finalists?
Oh,
oh man, that guy wasn't even a finalist, and he just knocked over. He's like a bull in a china shop. I think he's angry that he's not a finalist. He's acting out. I feel bad. I thought that, I mean, well, so, he didn't commit to a costume.
So one of our guys who really committed to the bit is a semifinalist. This guy, he's in a full suit. Apparently, people love
him. This guy doesn't even look like Brady. I think people are just excited that he showed up in his suit.
Yeah.
Your guy's going to win.
Wow.
Your horse
Old
is going to win.
Old Tom Brady. They're really going with like
2000. Okay, we've got two. We've got suit guy and the guy who looks like he's from 2007.
These are our two finalists here, number 7 and number
78.
So they're trying to decide here. We have a guy who looks like Tom Brady from probably circa 2004. He's got the sideways
yes.
parted hair and then current Tom Brady in the booth with a beard. So, Mego, I feel like it would be...
It has to be the leather jacket.
Yeah, right?
The 2004 iteration
yeah.
of Brady.
Number
this
7.
This is awesome.
They're asking... yeah, they're... Okay, cool.
I don't understand why they had to turn around and turn back.
Yeah, I think they were just, like, looking for our approval, but, you know, we're also trying to...
I think 8 has a group of rowdy buddies.
They're
you
asking
gotta
for
go
our
with
opinion.
Leather
yeah,
jacket.
Leather jacket. Leather jacket.
Leather jacket!
Yeah. 2004 Tom Brady. Right there. There he goes. Look at that.
Right, your guy won.
Look at that. I nailed that one. Pretty proud of myself. I got to be honest with you.
You know what else? He has Brady mannerisms.
He does.
The way that he carries
himself.
He's
tall. His arms are long.
Yeah. He has like a Brady mannerism from behind. Absolutely.
100%.
I don't mean that in a weird way. I mean like the shoulders.
No. And it's very like, again, it's very early Brady. It's a little bit more awkward. It's like pre-Botox Brady. It's
looks natural
like
Brady.
Baby face Brady.
It's
yeah.
natural Brady.
Natural Brady.
It's Brady when he was still chugging beers.
Yes, I agree.
All right, we're going to have the Tom Brady contest winner on with us. Here, I'll help you with your headphones here.
All right, number 7, the Tom Brady lookalike winner. Welcome. This is Mego and Shime on WEEI. How are you?
Oh, great. How are you?
What's Good. Your name? Would you like to share it, or do you want us just to call you Tom Brady?
Oh, honestly, yeah. You can call me Tom. You call me Will, like whatever fits.
Will,
you
there
know.
You go. Will,
so
where are you from?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Brookline, New Hampshire.
Brookline, New Hampshire guy. All right. Okay.
So you came down here today just for the contest?
Oh, yeah, just to hang out with my mom and stepdad. Yeah.
Aww.
Have a good time.
Going to enjoy yourself around the city?
Oh, for sure. I've been in Boston so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice, man.
I
well,
like
congratulations on winning. The crowd
yeah.
was behind you here today.
Yeah.
You can only win with the crowd support, so good job
for
by
sure.
you.
Yeah.
I was saying to Mego, before we even started, I said you were my dark horse. You looked like
yes.
2004 Tom Brady to me.
Wow,
classic original Tom Brady, so I was pretty
wow.
glad the rest of the people agreed.
I really have to get up to the crowd. They were so supportive of me. Like I was like, oh wow! Like I was kind of had the jitters at first, and I'm like, wow! I feel like a superstar.
You sound surprised. Like
yeah.
you have the original Tom Brady look.
Oh, thank you. I get that actually. Honestly, I get that from a lot of people in public, just in passing, just when I'm at the grocery store, you know, eating at a restaurant with my friends. I'm like, wow! I guess it's a big deal.
So how did you find out about the contest? Did someone tell you, hey, you got to go down to Boston because they're doing a Brady lookalike contest, or did you find it on your own?
I have to give it up to my stepdad. I mean, honestly, great guy. He said, hey, dude, like, just there's a contest in Boston. Check it out. You look like Tom Brady. I'm like, well, I do get that a lot. Like, I guess I'll give it a shot and see what happens.
Yeah. I got to say, it's the chin, too.
Yeah. He's the got
smile,
the Brady chin.
Like, you have everything. So how did you decide? Or I'm going to describe for the
Ooh,
radio.
On the fit, yes.
Yeah, on the outfit, you have a leather jacket that's very 2004, 2005
yeah.
Brady.
Nice.
Simple white button-down
yeah.
jeans and black shoes. So yeah. how did you decide that this is what you were going to roll with,
honestly,
rather than maybe doing like a
did
full
Did you use
jersey?
Any photos of Tom Brady for inspiration?
No, I didn't. I honestly, like, I just kind of winged it, to
winged
be honest
it. All
with
right.
you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Just grabbed whatever was best in the
yeah,
closet.
Yeah, and my stepdad, Mike, he's like, yeah, just wear this jacket. It'll do you wonders. And apparently it did.
Lucky jacket. There you go.
Awesome.
I wonder if Tom Brady, I mean, he'll have a lucky gold jacket soon enough. But, well, thank you so much, man. Congratulations on being the Tom Brady
awesome.
Lookalike winner.
Awesome. Well, thank you for this opportunity.
Yeah, thanks,
yeah.
man. Have a good one.
You too.
Hey, and good luck in the booth tomorrow.
It's Mego and Shime here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Mego, I'm stunned that I was able to pick out the right winner.
Yeah, you picked that out real quick.
Kind of nailed it. Not going to lie.
Mine didn't even make, like, the first round of finalists.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's kind of wild. You didn't... He didn't even make the semifinals.
But I didn't see when I first looked how striking his face is compared to Brady. And he's got the hair. He's got everything. You're right. It's a very early Brady.
Yeah.
It's Brady when he was growing his hair out a little bit.
Like, was it? He dated Tara Reid? That kind of Tom
Brady. I feel like it's in between when he was just starting to turn the fashion Brady.
Okay.
Brady, think about, like, right before you get the shot of Brady with the baby goats.
Yes.
For the Uggs.
Yeah,
ad.
Before that. Definitely.
Right before that. Right before he goes with the super short haircut.
Yeah.
That's the Brady.
Yeah, I would agree. He had that kind of, he has that hair. The hair is what really got me. That's kind of what drew me there in the first place.
This is making me a little nostalgic. I'm not going to lie.
Nostalgic?
Yeah, for Brady.
You missed Tom Brady?
Yeah. I mean
you're going to get to see him tomorrow night.
Of course, but it just makes me, I'm thinking, Super Bowl, you know, weekend, and it's such a bygone era at this point. It feels like it's been so long since the Patriots were anywhere near this.
Yeah, I mean, and it's going to be quite a long time. You expect them to be back in the Super Bowl in the next 5 years.
I don't expect. That's where,
you're right,
I think the bar should be, and I don't understand why that sounds ridiculous to you, because, yes, Patrick Mahomes exists. Yes, there are these other great quarterbacks in the AFC. You're playing in the AFC. That's not going to change. You have yourself a quarterback who you think is like Josh Allen 2.0. So unless you think that Vrabel is an utter buffoon and the Crafts are never going to spend on anybody again for this roster, then 5 years is a long enough leash for you to get back to the Super Bowl. And if you're saying, like, oh, that's just too high a bar for the Patriots, then you must think that the Patriots are just an utterly incompetent organization. And I'm fine with that. But call in and say that.
I don't know it's fully incompetent. Like, it's just, I think between the road being hard, where you're currently at, back-to-back four-win seasons, you have a new head coach, a guy who has... It's not like he's done it before. Like, the farthest he's gotten is an AFC title game. And, oh, by the way, he lost to Patrick Mahomes.
He never had a quarterback.
Sure, that's true. This is, without a doubt, the best quarterback that Mike Vrabel's ever going to have. Or has ever had, I should say. He also doesn't have Derrick Henry like he had on those Tennessee Titans teams. The defense isn't as good as those Tennessee Titans teams were. So he's going to need to do a lot and build a lot in order to have that kind of success. And I don't know if it's going to happen as quick as we all want it to. Like, I would hope, upon hope that they can compete for a playoff spot. They don't have to get into the playoffs, but be competitive. Don't be dead, you know, in November. Don't be out of it the first week in December.
Right.
Be competitive. And that's the hope. But at the same time, you may have to be like, okay, this is a 6-7 win football team, maybe, and then we have to continue to grow.
And I think that's fine for next year, for the year after that, and for the year after that. But then we're talking about the year after that, and then we're talking about the year after that.
Like, I know, it's hard to predict the future.
At some point, you have to get back.
Yeah,
and I think that 5 years, half of a decade, when you have the quarterback, if you believe that you have the quarterback now, then it shouldn't take beyond 5 years after this for you to get back. Like, when you are paying Drake May after his rookie contract, if you're paying Drake May, you should be talking about Super Bowls.
Especially if you believe Drake May is a guy who can go out and recruit players, which he was trying to do at the Super Bowl this week.
At the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, at the Pro Bowl. He was in the ping pong competition, which he won, by the way, my guy.
Well, there
great
you go.
Ping pong
you know
champion.
What? It should be 4 years then.
Yep.
Drake May is winning the ping pong competition, table tennis, as the pros call it. Then you should be back to the Super Bowl
in
4 years.
He beat Micah Parsons, so maybe he can lure Micah Parsons away from the Dallas Cowboys and everybody wins.
But seriously, because Drake May went through this whole media car wash at the Super Bowl where he talked to just like everybody.
Everyone.
On all these different
Kay Adams, Diana Rossini, the Pro Football Talk,
Phil
Good
Perry.
Morning Football, Phil Perry, everybody.
So he's obviously like out there getting a lot of attention. I know
he got
a lot of hype from people, from insiders at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Do you think between that and his glorified Pro Bowl alternate appearance
sure.
that is basically what Mac Jones went through, that's going to be enough of a lure for free agents, or even if you're trying to look at somebody like Myles Garrett, who wants a trade and wants to go to a contender, and as you're sitting here, the Patriots aren't even a contender for the next 5 years.
Yeah, I hope that that's the case. I hope that he can be a lure for all kinds of different free agents. Defensively, I'm not... Really, I don't believe that's the case. Like, a guy like Jeffrey Simmons would come here more so because of Mike Vrabel than he would for Drake May. But maybe Drake May is the reason you get Cooper Kupp, right? If the Rams are trying to do him right and ask him where he wants to go and he wants to play with a good young quarterback, maybe that is why you get a guy like Cooper Kupp. It may not be a reason right now, at least this moment, why you would get a T. Higgins, but maybe 2 or 3 years down the road, it's a reason why you get a guy like T. Higgins. And I hope that's the case. You know, he talked about how he was chatting up Ja'Marr Chase a bunch. He loved Ja'Marr Chase.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything to me.
Hey, doesn't have a contract yet from the Bengals. Could eventually become a free agent. Who knows? But, like, you know, and he also was talking up Nico Collins and Justin Jefferson.
Oh, yeah, he's texting with Justin Jefferson.
No,
this is gonna
be
great.
But my thought is that he's talking to all of the elite receivers.
Yeah.
He's talking to the guys that he should be talking to if he wants to have success in the NFL. And so I think that matters. I think that is important if he hopes to recruit guys in the future.
This is how I'll put it.
Okay.
If last year you were in the worst possible scenario for free agents,
Yeah. Let's
say that's on a scale of 1 to 10, you're at a 1.
Yep.
Nobody wanted to come to New England last year. They tried to go out there and pay Calvin Ridley. He didn't want to come here. And there wasn't a whole lot of other places to pivot because guys were tagged or they were re-signed. It just wasn't going to happen for you, or you were being used as leverage.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say that was the case 100%. In Calvin Ridley. You could say that with other cases as well.
DeAndre Hopkins prior to that.
Right. So last year was a 1. You don't have a quarterback. You have a first-time head coach who's defensively minded.
Yep.
Nobody has any idea if they're going to spend on
anything. Your coaching staff kind of stinks.
You know your roster is bad. It's just that was the worst. Now that you have a quarterback and you have a head coach who at least has had some success in Tennessee,
yep.
I think you're at like a 3. I think that bumps you up to a 3.
Okay, so I was going to go all the way up to a 5. So.
No, from a scale of 1 to 10, who would you put at a 10? Like, who is a team that any free agent right now would be dying to go to?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
The Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, I think the Ravens are a great one.
I think the Ravens are. It's just a great franchise, a history of they will pay the right players. Go Lions. There you go. The Detroit Lions, I think, is another good one right now.
So I would say that the Patriots are 3. And if you want a comparison of somebody closer to you, maybe the Texans are like a 6 or 7.
The Texans are definitely more like a six or seven.
Like, they're a little bit above average. You're quite below average. Yeah. That's how far
I think the Commanders now are like a 7 or an 8.
Yeah, well, the Commanders went to a conference championship.
And I think
that's a different thing than you've done in years.
No kidding. They have a head coach that a lot of players seem to love, and then a young quarterback who inspires a lot of other people. I think that's the most important thing, right? Is it's how much...
They also have an aggressive ownership group right now.
How big is the myth around Drake May in the NFL? Here, I feel like we're in our own bubble. We love him. He's probably the guy with the best Q rating and the worst production so far ever that I might have ever seen. But you look around the league, like, how much do they all love Drake May? I think is the question we need to figure out. It seems like the way he was doing the car wash through the media, mm-hmm. It seems like nationally a lot of people like Drake May, which I think is good for the New England Patriots. I just don't know if the players feel the same way yet.
Don't you think Drake May, though, and I love Drake May.
Yeah.
I think he's great.
I think he's
the kind of quarterback who should get you back to the Super Bowl in 5 years.
God, I hope so.
So that's what I'm putting on him. That's what I'm putting on the whole organization.
Definitely.
But I also think Drake May is at a point in his career right now where there's so much benefit of doubt because the team that he was surrounded by was so bad.
So bad.
Anything good that he did looked like an extreme positive.
Yeah, yeah.
So everything had this, like, it was graded on such a curve. It was as if he was in AP Calc and the rest of the class
failed.
Couldn't read.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, had number dyslexia or something. Yeah. And so he looks incredible because he got like 3 answers right. And so, I don't say that to be dismissive to Drake May, but I think that's the way that the rest of the league looks at him. Oh, my God, how could he look so good with such utter mess and chaos and dysfunction around him at every level, on the field, off the field, in the locker room, everywhere? How could he do that? I think it's going to be a little bit different this season, assuming that ownership and the front office and Vrabel do right by him and give him a little bit more support and structure, and they become a 6-7 win team. We're going to be tougher on Drake in his second season, and if he looks like he's making real progression, then yeah, you're up there with the Texans next offseason in terms of maybe you even get to the Commanders in terms of how desirable you are, but you're a 3 right now, and be honest with yourself.
I think I just also get nervous, though, just because of what Mike Vrabel's done in the past, and again, this is all with the caveat that he had Derrick Henry at the time, but I get nervous that they're going to be want to be so ball conservative that they want to run the football a lot, and Drake May isn't going to have the opportunities to show up and show out like
Drake May runs.
Sure, yeah, but that doesn't allure. If a quarterback can run, doesn't mean a wide receiver is going to want to play with him. You know what I mean? Like, we need to see Drake May cut it loose. I think you saw it this year in L.A. a bit with Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert, especially in the beginning of the season, is they were so run-heavy. They were the most run-heavy team in football in the first 6 weeks of the season. And then eventually Jim Harbaugh let him cut it loose because he wasn't turning the football over. But if Drake turns the ball over once or twice here and there in the first couple weeks, are they just going to pull him back on the reins and be like, look, we're going to run the football. We're going to be a run-first
team. You know
team.
What, Chime? If you ask me this, at some point, maybe four games into Drake's career as a starter, I would have said they absolutely should not do that. I kind of think that if that's the case, if he's turning the ball over one to two times every game, be it on a turnover or being on an interception, then I think, like, depending on the context of that, that they should pull the reins back.
So,
because if I've learned anything from the late stages of these playoffs, it's that that turnover battle is making all the difference between a team like the Bills getting past Mahomes. Like, you have to have some discipline. You can't just have one guy be a giant eraser.
Yeah, it's interesting. So, like, you're thinking, after the first 4 weeks of the season, let's say, Drake May has seven touchdown passes and three interceptions after 4 weeks. You going to pull the reins back on him?
No, but if he has two interceptions in week one and then he turns the ball over and has another interception in week two and turns the ball over twice and has another turnover in week three, then I'm going, he's trying to do too much. And again, the context matters. If these are balls that are bouncing off receivers' hands again and landing in a corner's hands, then that's not on Drake.
Yeah.
But overall, I'd say the major lesson that he needs to learn from last year is taking care of the ball.
617-779-7937. It is Shime and Mego live from Timeout Market Boston in the Fenway right here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
You're listening to Mego and Shime on WEEI.
Mego and Shime here on Boston Sports Original WEEI, broadcasting live today from Timeout Market Boston, where we had the Tom Brady lookalike contest. We found our winner. I got to tell you, 04, 03, early Tom Brady, really had the hair going. He was great. Seemed like a nice guy as well.
Absolutely.
Mego, this
show. Very, very humble.
Yeah.
For a Tom Brady lookalike.
I know.
Think that the Tom Brady lookalikes would be like carrying themselves with a little, like, he was very much like early Brady.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's just like, I'm just a good kid out here.
Yep,
you know,
trying to win football games.
Just born with a certain kind of bone structure.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Yeah, exactly. I'm fortunate to have a good bone structure.
Just happen to have this chin. What do you want?
And I am fortunate enough to be here at Timeout, where I am definitely going to have to maybe go take a look over at that Blue Ribbon Barbecue before we get out of here. And maybe even grab a drink or something afterward. This place is awesome. It's huge. We've had Timeout Tuesday on the Greg Hill Show for quite a while now. And this is the first time I've actually gotten to come and be at Timeout. So I'm excited to snoop around and find
What's been your
I like.
Favorite thing that they've brought in? Because I see you guys get a lot of really great food drops, but sometimes it's when I'm coming in at, I don't know, like 6 p.m. So I don't get to entertain them.
So there are some of the, it was like a couple of the dishes or like the bowls from, I think it was Anushella, who they brought in. They were like these really cool like rice bowls. They were delicious. And then barbecue, to me, is always my favorite. I love barbecue so much. So, like, Blue Ribbon Barbecue is awesome. They've also brought in some fried chicken a couple times, which has been dynamite. Super crispy, super crunchy, which is the best because I love chicken.
Okay, so I am not a Super Bowl party person.
Oh.
I like...
Why not?
Because I like being locked in and watching the Super Bowl. I hate watching the Super Bowl with a group of people who are, like, talking and socializing.
Okay.
It just bothers me. I'm not a...
Do you still, like, make, like, a giant food spread at home?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I love Super Bowl food.
Okay.
I don't like Super Bowl company.
Okay.
Like, I just...
That tracks. That's
fair. I realized
that
at some point in college.
Yeah,
like, this is just kind of annoying. To me, the sweet spot is to watch with, like, four or five people. Because then you know you have people who are invested in the game.
Yep.
And you can converse about the game. And you can hang out. And you can spend time with people.
Yep.
But my nightmare, and I just won't do this anymore, is being at like a 25-person party.
Yeah.
And everybody's just talking and the sound is barely on and nobody's paying attention.
I get that. Okay, that tracks.
That just annoys me.
Yeah.
But I will say what I think is would be my ultimate like hell of a Super Bowl Sunday would be at a party like that and then have the tears that Jones and Keith put out earlier this week and have someone be like, would you like a shrimp cocktail on your Super Bowl Sunday? Like, get out of here.
Are you insulting
noise.
Shrimp cocktail?
I am totally insulting shrimp
How
cocktail.
How dare you?
Shrimp cocktail is not Super Bowl food. Super Bowl food is wing,
great appetizer.
Pizza,
go out, pick
nacho,
one, dunk it in cocktail sauce right down the hatch.
That's insane. It's like, why don't you give me ants on a log, you weirdo? Like, get out of
ants
here with
on
this.
A log.
That's what I think. They have shrimp cocktail in their top tier of Super Bowl foods. It was irrational.
It was the second tier. It was
that's
the
still,
give me that tier.
That's still, okay, don't
my,
give me that.
My
Throw
big issue.
Out the window. Tier.
My big issue, which I think you will agree with me on, is that pizza should have been in the GOAT tier, right?
Yes, especially
thank you. Okay. Thank
because
God.
February 9th, the Super Bowl day, is National Pizza Day.
Is it?
It's disrespectful on multiple
Holy
fronts.
Holy smokes. I was furious at the time. I'm even more mad.
Yeah, you should be.
Pizza.
They had pizza with the shrimp cocktail.
They were trying to explain it that pizza isn't like an appetizer, even though at the Super Bowl. Yeah, absolutely. If I go to a Super Bowl party and I see pizza, the first thing I'm grabbing is a slice of pizza.
The only thing that could top pizza is crazy bread. Crazy bread with the marinara sauce.
You mean like garlic bread?
Yeah, well, garlic bread when they have the super melted three types of cheeses
okay,
on it.
Okay, gotcha.
And
okay.
then you dip that into some marinara sauce because it's kind of like deconstructed pizza.
Yeah, it's literally like do it your own pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go wild for crazy bread.
Do you?
Yes. Okay. That's like crazy bread over shrimp cocktail. Get out of here with that. Like, you might as well just throw in there, like, a charcuterie board.
Yeah, charcuterie boards are delightful.
Not when it comes to pizza and wings and mozz sticks.
Are you a boneless?
It's got to be fried. I don't care. I actually think wings are quite overrated, but that's for another show. That's for another
We need to leave before I lose my mind. This has been Mego and Shime here on Boston Sports Original, broadcasting live from Time Out Market Boston in the Fenway. We want to thank them for allowing us to be here today for the Tom Brady Lookalike Competition. And shout out to all of the contestants in the Tom Brady Lookalike Competition. That was a lot of fun. Mego and I will be we'll be back on next
like,
Saturday.
Do you know something I don't?
No, I just couldn't remember the schedule for a second. We will be back on next Saturday. But Travis Thomas has you next here on WEE. So keep it locked right here on 93.7 Boston Sports Original.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.